And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 11th of February, 2016. It was on this day, 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from prison outside Cape Town, South Africa, the Victor Verster prison where he'd been imprisoned for 27 years because of his activities with the African National Congress, resisting the apartheid government. The Congress had observed a philosophy of nonviolence for decades, but some members of the group, including Mandela, had begun advocating violence as the only way to deal with the violent regime. When Mandela was released, he was 71, and South Africans were shocked to see him. They had last seen him in 1964, publicly, when he went away to prison. 5 years before he was released, the president, P.W. Botha, had declared a state of emergency, stricter curfews, stricter punishments, broader powers for the police. Violence was escalating. There were sanctions against South Africa. There were continued demands for Mandela's release. In 1988, Mandela contracted tuberculosis, and Botha was worried that he might die in prison, so he offered Mandela a deal. He could be released in return for publicly condemning the violent resistance, and Mandela refused the deal. He said, "Let Botha renounce violence. Let him say that he will dismantle apartheid." The following year, Botha left office. The new president, F.W. de Klerk, was a right-wing conservative, but he saw that times were changing and that the economy would collapse if he did not bring apartheid to an end. And on February 2, 1990, he gave a speech to Parliament that amazed his supporters. He announced that he was lifting the ban on the African National Congress and that he was freeing Nelson Mandela. He left prison, Mandela, just after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, February the 11th, under a blue sky, walked through the prison gates, holding hands with his wife, Winnie, rode to the Cape Town City Hall, where he addressed a huge gathering, where he announced that the armed struggle against the regime would continue. And Mandela said, "I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunities. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve, but if needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die." Here's a poem for today by Philip Larkin entitled "Coming." On longer evenings, light, chill, and yellow bathes the serene foreheads of houses. A thrush sings, laurel surrounded in the deep, bare garden, its fresh, peeled voice astonishing the brickwork. It will be spring soon. It will be spring soon, and I, whose childhood is a forgotten boredom, feel like a child who comes on a scene of adult reconciling and can understand nothing but the unusual laughter and starts to be happy. A poem by Philip Larkin, "Coming," from his collected poems published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, resources to help protect intellectual property, including trademark, copyrights, patents, and independent attorney consultations. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.